Gotta get it done. Go ahead and take your check-in.
2HX, is that, did I get the call sign right?
Oh, you guys still got the net going on?
We're coming to the end there, but if you'd like to check in, we'll get your information.
Oh, I apologize. This is Dave, Kilowatt Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I thought you guys were just kind of rag-chewing a little bit. I didn't know the net was still going on. I appreciate you letting me in.
No problem at all. Yeah, we're definitely, we stayed open quite a long time. But thanks, I got you checked in, Dave, KB2HXS, and yeah, we'll be turning it back to normal amateur use here in just a jiffy. KK4J, well, since we're here, let's see if there's any other check-ins. Any other check-ins, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB. ABQ, this is KO4JKB and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I think we got all the check-ins. Anything else, Larry?
That's the thing, Duncan. I just wanted to mention that you mentioned the internet and how that is helpful. That's a great topic. It's really something that everybody should consider. Helping somebody else. Now, at one time, it was called being an Elmer. It's, you know, before that, it's called being a friend. You know, but Elmering someone is like, it's just terribly important. It really is. The someone younger, if it's your own age, if you're Elmering somebody that's older, I've experienced all of those things. It's just really critical, and the more we ignore the need to be personal about this hobby, the fewer and fewer people there will be joining the hobby. Does that make sense? It should. So I'll say that the internet has been a great gift in this sense. You can go to YouTube, ham radio, and you get all kinds of returns on that. And one of them that I follow, you probably do too, Duncan, is, let me get the call sign right, K4SWL. Name is Thomas. He has a marvelous channel on YouTube, does POTA and SOTA activations, and takes you right along with him. It's long and useful. His channel features long sessions of setting up for activation. That's your antenna, that's your, you know, the stuff that you have around you to accomplish. He's mostly CW, but he does do some talk as well, straight across the airways. But he's very comfortable with CW, and I listen to him to kind of increase my vocabulary, you might say. And also to kind of get an idea of what it takes to activate a park, what it takes to activate a summit, you know. There's protocols, and that's only natural. It's good. So you're familiar with Thomas, I suppose. He is a member, as I understand it, of the Hendersonville Club, KK4JBQ.
KQ, this is KU4JKV. Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with Thomas's videos. I just watched one of his videos last night. I check him out a lot, and before I started to try to activate parks, I'd watch his videos. And I know he lives here in Asheville, and actually, not the last hamvention, but 2023, in Dayton, Ohio, I was there, and I introduced myself to him, so I got to meet him. And I told him I lived in the same town, and we just kind of talked. He was busy. He's, you know, people were wanting him to be a bunch of different places at the same time. So, yeah, very familiar with his channel. And the last Hamfest we had up here in Waynesville, North Carolina, put on by West Cars, Thomas did a little forum there, which is pretty nice. I missed it there, but I think at least one guy down at in our club down there in South Carolina, made it up to his forum. But really nice guy, great channel. Back to you.
K4JBQ with KO4JKV. Well, I'll just finish off with this. Count yourself fortunate. I'm talking to each and every one of you out there listening. Count yourself fortunate that somehow you ran into this group of people. I hope that what Duncan and I have said and how we've said it has gotten that across. This is a fine bunch of people. And if they're just a ham friend, or maybe they become a personal friend, you know, people you rely on, I can attest to that. I have relied on people, and they've become good friends. I can even name a few that have gone on to glory. And they're no longer with us down here. They're missed. Terribly missed. Making a friend like that is something that everybody ought to do more than once, as many times as you can. With that, I'll say good evening to you, Duncan, and hope that you understand that we all appreciate what UNET controls do to sacrifice your time and keep this net going. It's important to many people. KK4JBQ, back to you, sir. 7-3.
Well said, Larry, and so I don't have anything to add because you said it perfectly. And, I hope there's a lot of people listening that got to hear all that. But as always, good to hear you. Look forward to the next one. So a big 73 to you. I'll break with KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for any check-ins or comments, call KO4JKV. We got everybody. That was a fantastic Monday net. I had a really good reception. Sometimes my receiving is not great, but tonight propagation was excellent. And ended with a nice rag too. We hope to see you every night here at 9. Tomorrow night, the net controller is Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and I'm sure he'd appreciate it if you checked in with him. So stand by, and also keep watching the weather for that storm coming. It should be here by the weekend or on Friday, so keep looking at the Weather Channel. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is in good night.
KV, KB2H access.
KO4JKV, I was just unplugging my my headphones, so I missed your call sign. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dave, KB2H access. Sorry about breaking in there. I just thought you guys were just yapping away. I didn't realize the net was still going on, so I apologize about that.
Not at all, not a problem. We're a pretty laid-back group of folks, and that didn't bother us. And, hey, we got another check-in out of it. But I was just curious, are you mobile or are you at home?
I'm mobile. I was just out at an open jam session over in Taylor's there, and I'm heading back to Greer. Actually on Taylor's Road right now. I'll be home in about 2 minutes. But yeah, I just turned the radio on, heard you guys talking. I figured I'd chime in and say hello, but I had no idea the net was still going on. Usually it's done like, quite a while ago.
Yeah, roger that. Usually it's over around 9:30, 9:35, and it really goes past 10 o'clock. So, yeah, but no apologies at all. And it's cool you had a good jam tonight heading home. And also, if your jam session ends at the same time every night, turn on the radio and check in with us mobile. Just drive carefully.
Oh, yeah, no, I talk on this repeater all day long most days. Yeah, I'm a regular on here.
Well, your mobile rig has an excellent signal, so you're kicking it through the repeater. But yep, I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to get off and searched some shortwave bands, and you're already at home. But like I said, no problem whatsoever. Don't feel bad about it. And glad you got you checked in.
Very good, sir. All right, go hit the low bands. I'll be listening out for a few minutes. Have a good evening. KB2HXS Mobile.
Sounds good. Breaking with KB2HXS. This is KO4JKV, and I am clear.